You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get on the floor.
Living on the dance floor. Get up, get up. Ow. Living on the dance floor. Lord.
Can I just tell you, that is awkward by yourself. I feel like one of those crazy people that's just entertaining themselves. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Being is for doing, and we are doing, well, I am doing another AfterBuzz After Show for Dance Moms. As you can see, I am all by myself. Jason Carter, Giselle Ugarte, and Chris Congero are all gone. They are working, and right now, y'all can have several seats for leaving me by myself. But today we will be discussing Dance Moms Season 3, Episode 31, The Dancing Dead. We are still in Season 3 of Dance Moms. We still have more episodes to come. So, without further ado, since I'm by myself, I am live tweeting. Giselle usually does it, but I figure I need somebody to talk to. So you can tweet me at Loungin' with Tony, LOUNGINWITHTONY. Tweet me, because the only person I'm talking to is me. And holding it down in the booth is Marissa.
What's up, Tony?
How you doing?
I'm good.
You know what? I don't think I introduced myself, did I?
Yeah. Well, I think everyone got the idea. You're Tony.
It's Tony.
What's
it's
up?
Me. Tony Moore.
Tony
yeah.
Moore.
Yeah. By myself. I feel like I'm about to sweat bullets. But here we go. All right. So let's get into, and then sometime during this, we're going to have hopefully a little chat with the one and only Miss Abby Lee Miller. She's going to call in and we're going to chit chat and discuss Dance Moms and all things Abby. But until then, let's get into the pyramid. We started off with the bottom row with Brooke. No surprise there. And Paige. I have no idea why they're even still a part of the pyramid if they're not even on the team anymore. Abby keeps saying that they're not a part of the team, yet they still remain on the pyramid. Think about it. Then we had Peyton. It is not Kendall. It is not Brooke. It is not Paige. It's not Mackenzie. Maddie. It is Peyton. She's Peyton. And the reason why she was there was because of that smart mouth. And I believe she belongs there because she is, what, 15 years old? You do not need to be talking like that. My mama would have hit me in my mouth if I even fixed my mouth to say something backwards like she did. So, Peyton, you should feel very lucky to even be in the room for the pyramid, let alone dancing with the Abby Lee Miller Company. Then next we had Asia, which Christy with a K kind of had a tiff about Mackenzie being higher than Asia. I have to agree with Abby in saying that Asia belonged where she was, and Asia and Mackenzie should have been in the top because Mackenzie did do a great job. She did all of the acrobatics and things like that in the group dance. So she belongs a little bit higher than Asia. Sorry, Christy with a K. Love you and your ponytail, but she belongs up there. Then we had Chloe, who is doing a fantastic job. Surprisingly, next we had Maddie. Oh, a fall from grace. Poor Maddie. She used to be on top. Now she's not towards the bottom, but she's almost slightly working herself there. But I think Abby is doing it with great intentions, because you can't keep rewarding someone for being so good. You then have to continue to push yourself. And I think when you're any performer, you have to push yourself. You can't rest on just one ability. No performer can stay consistent. You have to continue to push yourself. Beyonce wouldn't be Beyonce if Beyonce did not continue to push herself. Beyonce is not the same Crazy in Love Beyonce. She's not the same Sasha Fierce Beyonce. She keeps growing and pushing herself. I only use that as an example because I am a Beyonce fan, obviously. So you do have to push yourself. So let's see what's going to happen with Maddie. Then we have Kendall, who is next up. And then, yay, finally, little Miss Nia is up at the top. And that is because she was the only kid after the competition to ask Abby what could she do better. Great job, Nia, because we see that Nia is doing her best to improve, taking the extra classes, being there during the time off, asking Abby what can she do to improve. That's how you show that you want to do the work. So I think some people should take note and see what Nia is doing, because she is definitely doing the right things, and she definitely deserves to be there. So then for the next competition, they're traveling to Orlando, Florida, for Expressions. And we have Chloe, Kendall, and Nia, all with solos. Everyone is in the group dance. And then there is Leslie. Leslie is one of the thirstiest dance moms I have seen. She needs to find several seats and sit in all of them, because she is doing her best to be a part of this team. Granted, I understand that she's trying to be a part of the team because this is a wonderful opportunity for anyone's kid. I get that. But sometimes you just have to take it day by day. You can't just come aboard and think that you are owed something and that you can just automatically be a part of the team. Right now, as I see it, she is simply a replacement, because I think at the end of the day, no matter how Abby feels about Kelly, I think she would still bring Brooke and Paige back, because she doesn't have anything against Brooke and Paige, except the fact that they need to work harder. The issue is really between her and Kelly, but I think she would bring Brooke and Paige back in. That means Leslie and Peyton, you are out. So Leslie, stay in your lane. Realize that even though you are trying so desperately to be a part of the team, you are merely just a replacement, and you're gonna have to deal with that. So sorry about it. You are coming across as very, very desperate to be a part of the team, rightfully so, but yeah, have a seat. So then we revisit a few episodes ago, long episodes ago, Abby decided to have Broadway Baby preserved. Now, in my opinion, that's just a little weird, because I can't imagine something that I absolutely love being stuffed and sitting in the living room, not moving. This is not a stuffed animal. This is something that was once alive and now standing there, sitting there, stuffed in your house. I don't know about y'all, but I couldn't do that. Mm-mm. It would scare me, because I may come home and think, oh, you're dead. See, and you can't do that. You can't. Mm-mm. So kudos to her for doing it. But I think it would freak me out just a little bit. But with that, as I said earlier, Nia had got one of the solos, and her tribute, her dance solo is for a tribute for Broadway Baby. I feel like that's a lot of pressure to put on Nia. I mean, we all know how close Abby was to Broadway Baby. This is still near and dear to her heart. And even in this episode, you can still see that she's taking it very, very hard, the passing of Broadway Baby. So that's a lot of pressure. So, Nia, good luck. Ooh, I got a little tickle in my throat. Let me drink some of this lovely tap water provided by AfterBuzz TV. This is too much, Marissa. I feel like somebody needs to come and conversate with me at some point in time. So if you are listening, make sure you live tweet me at Lounging with Tony. So that way I can speak to someone besides this hot, humid room, because it is hot in here. Chocolate melt. And I feel like in a second, I'm about to be a puddle of chocolate just lying across this little table here. excuse me. So we also saw Abby's mom, and happy belated birthday to Abby's mom. She had a birthday this week. Girl looks good, Miss Abby's mom. She looks really good. And I can see where she gets some of her sassiness from, because during the competition, yep, I'm jumping all around. She had some words for Kelly saying, I just don't understand how somebody so rude can just come up here and uninvited. And I was like, all right, speak your mind and say what you got to say. But she's such a dear. So, happy belated birthday to Abby's mom. I love during, when the guy brought out Broadway Baby Preserved, Abby had her moment, and then she said one of the best lines I've heard in a while, regarding Broadway Baby. She had a good life, but I should have put her in commercials. If that wasn't a moment where you saw Abby Lee Miller snap back into the regular Abby Lee Miller, that was it. So I agree. Broadway Baby was cute enough to be in commercials. Now, Abby, don't you try to put that preserved dog in nobody's commercial. I'm watching you with that. So then also, Kelly had this meeting with the moms, and she only invited Christy, Holly, and Jill, leaving Melissa, Christy with a K, and Leslie out. I feel like, it was definitely, Leslie and Chrissy with a K are not close enough to even be invited. And we all know Leslie ain't trying to go over there. But I feel like it was definitely intentional for Kelly to leave Melissa out. We have a caller. So it sounds like we have a caller on the line. Hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is Tony. Who is this?
Abby Lee Miller.
Shut up. Miss Abby Lee Miller has actually called in. How are you?
Oh, busy.
You are busy. Catch us up. What is going on with you and your life and all that stuff?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding?
Just a little bit.
That would take hours.
Give us just a little bit. Abby, you got to give us a little something.
Oh, it has been one heck of a few weeks here.
Yeah.
We were in Vegas shooting. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas.
But I will tell you that my other kids, uh-huh, the kids you don't see on the show, here and there you see them, who have nice moms who pay their bills on time and do what they're supposed to and are very respectful. Those kids went to a competition the same week that the competition kids for the television show Dance Moms cast were in Vegas. Mm. So I was doing double duty, and let's just say we hit the jackpot.
Oh, look at that. Well, yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's been a great few weeks.
Good. Now, Abby, do you feel like on the show, because I feel like everyone thinks you are just the meanest dance teacher out there. Do you think you're
oh, I could name 20 other mean dance teachers.
are you the nicest of them all?
No, but, you know, I get results.
Yeah?
My alumni that you may know, but I don't think that Mid-America realizes that I do train dancers. And when I started out, my goal was to create employable working dancers. Mm. That's different from just being an amazing dancer.
Right.
There's lots of amazing dancers out there without a job.
Yeah. I know a few.
My kids are not good. My kids, knock on wood, are working usually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a new boy. He's been with me since he was a little boy. Mm. And he graduated from high school in June.
Mm.
He was with us for nationals through July and August. Mm. Came back to the studio in September, took class. He did Radio City Christmas Show October, November, December.
Mm.
Came home December 25th back to his parents' home in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And January 3rd, signed his first Broadway contract for Newsies.
Wow. So
now, he makes more money than his mom and dad put together. So, and he's doing what he loves to do.
Yeah.
And he had no further education than my dance studio.
Right. So then, so what were...
He was never even in a high school musical after school, ever.
There you go. So then you are producing results. So what we're seeing is the passion that you have for these kids to be successful and not just a mean lady.
Well, let's remember, the kids did not audition for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Only Kendall did in mm-hmm. season two with Peyton. But the original cast kids, they came along for the ride.
Yeah.
Their mothers were cast on the show.
Right.
The show was called Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be 85% about the moms,
mm-hmm.
10% about the kids, and 5% about the dancing.
Right.
I wasn't even in that equation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it morphed into something else.
Mm-hmm.
But originally, you know, the kids sent in a videotape or, you know, uploaded footage of them dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the producers and some of the people that work for the network that look at the show don't know dance.
Right.
They don't know it like I do, and they don't know it like the creator, John Carolla,
mm-hmm.
the idea man who you know, walked in, thank God, and met with Brian Stinson, who's also a producer, and then walked into that production office one day with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
He was Mr. Dance of America. He knows dance. I know
yeah.
dance. So it's not easy to do four new numbers every single week.
Right.
And we're going on 80 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, y'all are going for... This is 31 episodes. I y'all have got to be tired. And there's still more in this season. What were y'all thinking?
I wasn't thinking that. I don't understand how The Good Wife is 13 times... Julianna Margulies is on TV 13 times, and I'm on TV 80 times.
Yeah. But that's good for you and the Abby Lee Miller Company, so more power to it. More dance. If we're going to sit and watch, which we do, we are going to watch it. So now, I guess everyone really has a question. Are the moms really like how they are on TV? Are they just these bitter women who are consistently arguing and complaining about everything?
They are worse.
So TV is showing them in a good light.
I don't know. You're laughing, but I'm not. They are worse.
Oh my God.
They are rude. They are arrogant.
Mm.
They are, some are uneducated. Let's just say some were on their way out of the studio
mm-hmm.
and not by their own choice. But some, before the show happens, they were, not paying the bills on time,
mm-hmm.
not paying with checks that were good, you know, stuff like that.
People still pay with checks?
Well, they did that, yes. We're in Pittsburgh. We need a while to catch up.
Now, it seems
like... We can put a new heart in you, and you can be out walking around in, like, 8 hours. But when it comes to other things, not so fast.
Now, it seems like you and Kelly have such a long, long history with each other. How is your relationship with Kelly now? Is it still on the outs, or is it mending? Do you just don't care about it?
I want my kids to be the best that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not in your game plan, if that's not your dream, it's exhausting trying to make it your dream.
Yeah.
So if you want to go do something else, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get an attorney, get the paperwork done, get off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's about 1,800 kids behind you waiting to take your spot.
I want a spot, Abby. Can I have a spot on the pyramid?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I have one? Listen, I'm trying to get on the show so I can beat Maddie. I want to show Maddie that I can be on the top of the pyramid too.
You think you can beat Maddie?
Nope.
Okay.
Listen, she is a little tiny top for Christ, and some of the stuff that she does, Abby, I don't think I will ever be able to do.
Well, we just had the national finals. We just shot the national finals, and I'm not going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But I am praying that the network airs the entire solo. Because they are wreaking havoc on our choreography. You know, they edit, for time's sake, I get it, but mm-hmm. they edit the choreography, but they don't edit the music in the same way.
Right.
So, you know, we're choreographing something about, you know, you're back up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does a movement like where she turns her back or she arches or whatever. But when they cut it, they leave the words in, but mm-hmm. they cut half of the choreography out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing like a side aerial and it's talking about your back up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us look ridiculous. So that really bothers me that there's not, you know, a dance consultant brought in to look at the footage. But
And we mentioned that here, too, that it bothers us that we sit and we try to actually watch and observe, like, the solos and the group dances, and we can't really get a good feel for them because of the way that they're cut. And then by the time we kind of grasp it, it's over. And it's like, but, okay. And we just have to kind of accept it and move on. So
no, don't accept it. Write to them. Email them. Post mm-hmm. it. Tweet it. They're very, very, very conscious of social media.
Yeah.
Especially Lifetime. Yeah. You know, all you have to do is say, well, I'm going to tweet that. And it's like, whoa, oh, they run shit. So I think that if, you know, they hear from the fans
mm-hmm.
that they want to see the whole number and that they want to see the choreography, you know, from, like, shoot it from the front, shoot the whole stage, let us see, you know, what the jump is or the leap. I mean, they miss a lot.
Yeah.
So, and then I've talked to the cameramen and they say, Abby, we're not missing it. We watch it in rehearsal all week. We shoot the rehearsals. We know it. We know the number. We're getting it. They're just not using it.
So after Buzzers, if you want to see the whole dance, make sure you tweet to at Dance Moms or at Lifetime TV and let them know that you want to see that on Dance Moms. So we have power and numbers when it comes to social media. So we're going to get on that.
Okay, good.
Abby, now Leslie has made her debut once again on the show. Can I just say I don't really particularly care for Leslie. I am not a big fan of her. She seems so desperate to be on your team and knock out Paige and Brooke. Is she on the team, and is she just merely a replacement, a filler? Because I feel like she's a filler.
She is a filler.
Mm-hmm.
She is a replacement. Leslie has an older daughter
mm-hmm.
who works and is becoming quite successful in L.A.
Good.
Who's gorgeous. Very talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peyton is a strong dancer. She doesn't have the feet. She doesn't have the legs. She doesn't have the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
But that kid is like an Asia with the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in, you know, she's early for class. She's warmed up. She's ready. She gives you 110%.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton is very good in a scholarship audition type setting, like at a dance convention, which we attend, which they never shoot on the show for many reasons that they can't shoot it. But she's my big scholarship winner.
Mm.
So she's like in your face.
Mm.
And the mother is the same way.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that up until last week, the mother was an advocate for me. She follows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
She respects the other faculty members at my studio. Mm-hmm. She is grateful for every opportunity that her child or children receive.
Yeah.
You know, the other mom's orders.
Yeah. She just, well, she mentioned in this last episode that she's going to be up front, and it's all about her child. So whatever she has to do for Peyton to get the opportunities that the other moms and their kids are getting, she's going to do it. So, well, I mean, I don't.
She does drive. She's been coming to my studio for years,
mm-hmm.
and they live, over an hour away. So she drives 4 days a week, over an hour each way.
That's a lot of gas.
She's a good customer.
Yeah. So.
And they have a fabulous restaurant here in Pittsburgh.
Abby, what do you attend that restaurant a lot? Is that a plug for the restaurant?
Well, sometimes, you know.
Listen, I'm with you, Abby. If I can go somewhere and get a free meal, trust and believe, you're going to be my favorite restaurant. I'm be sitting right there. You're going to know my order. You can just bring it to me. Don't bring me no bill, though, because you should be able to take care of it. See you in class.
We'll give them a plug. It's called Luma.
L-U-M-A. Luma. And where is it at?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
It's in the South Hills.
Okay. So if you are in Pittsburgh, go to Luma in South Hill and say that yep. Abby sent you. Now, just because you said
there you
that,
go.
Your meal is not going to be free. So you're going to have to pay. But enjoy their lovely menu. Now, in about a month or so, Abby, you have season 2 of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. So congratulations on that. Yes. Season 2, I'm looking
Thank
forward
you.
To it because those little girls on season 1 were everything to me. I still love, 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 love Madison. That she's one of my favorites.
Well, can we talk about Madison?
Yes.
I love, 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 love Madison as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison is in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
She is a student of people that I've come to know since her being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently saw Madison. I worked with her. They actually brought her to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
To be a replacement on the team. And Madison was here at my studio working, and it didn't work out.
Oh.
Something kind of happened, and they shipped her and several other kids from AUDC home.
Oh, no.
I can't let the cat on the bag yet.
Don't
have not seen the last of Madison.
I hope not.
If she looked good on the show,
mm-hmm.
she looks amazing now.
Oh, I was living for Madison.
I can give you a little secret.
Okay.
Because this didn't happen off camera. This happened, like, really in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a routine, and Madison had this turn section,
mm-hmm.
and Brooke just sat down on the floor and watched her with her mouth hanging open.
Well, finally, you got a different expression from Brooke, because the one we keep getting is that she just doesn't care about anything. Nothing. Like, every time, I don't know if it's editing or what, but every time Brooke was standing there for the pyramid, whenever she was standing there for rehearsals, everything, it was the same face. Like, I really just don't want to be here. But apparently I have to be. And it was even...
And imagine being a teacher. I mean, I've been teaching for 33 years. When a kid is yawning in your face,
ooh.
When a kid looks at the clock... When a kid stares at you like, look, they don't want to be there.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. And I don't even know about this singing career, because when she was in the recording booth, she had that same face. I don't know if anybody, Brooke, if you are watching, love you to pieces, but find
she
something.
She is a good kid. Like, you know, she's a nice, nice little girl. But the thing is when I hear that Beyonce, you know, took a year to make a new CD, and Kanye West is working on a new, you know, you hear of that, this
mm-hmm.
people take a year to come up with this album, and they're in the sound studio working.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brooke did 10 songs in 5 days, and she doesn't read sheet music, so I'm not really sure what's happening there. I will tell you that I have a voice teacher in my dance studio for convenience sake. And we have a lot of kids that sing,
oh,
and we have some kids with incredible voices, and a little dancer just went in two days ago, and the voice teacher came out of the room with the kid and said, Adele can retire.
Oh.
But this kid's voice is amazing.
Not Adele can retire.
Brooke does not study voice at my studio with our voice teacher. So I really don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about, never mind. She is too young for me to say. And I'm just going to say, bless your heart, Brooke, and find something that you enjoy doing that will change your face into something different.
Okay.
So
yes, let's leave it at that.
Yes, yes, bless her heart. So, Abby, anything that you can tell us?
I don't know if that's going to project out to 30,000 people in an arena. Just not sure.
Maybe in the backyard of Pittsburgh with a couple of lawn chairs, a couple of burgers and hot dogs on the grill.
There you go.
But you know what? If they got hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill, I'll come watch it perform. So, anything you can tell
what
us about?
Scares me even more is that Paige is going to be, you know, the backup dancer.
I really hope we don't have the later beginnings of a Rosie and Sophia Grace, like the older version.
Oh,
we're paid.
She just got the big part though.
What? What?
Sophia Grace. She just got the Red Riding Hood.
That's right.
Into the Woods.
That's right. I did read that.
And I know.
And where's Rosie? Where's little Rosie? Her little sidekick.
She left her in the dust. I never got the sidekick. It's like Batman and Robin.
Nobody cares about the sidekick. So, is there anything you can tell us about this season of Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, which will premiere on September 3rd?
I worked my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
It was, my God. The first season, I was only at work twice a week. Mm-hmm. So I got to, you know, live that Hollywood lifestyle. I was going to all the kissing suites, and I was going to, you know, get the facials and hanging out with my new socialite, you know, movers and shakers in Hollywood, all these women that I'm friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back this year, and I worked every single day.
Yes, you were busy.
Busy, 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 and it was hot, and it was sweaty, and we moved from the downtown theater over to Glendale Studios, so I couldn't run down to Fancy Alley and shop every day on my lunch hour. That I hated. And, you know, it was a lot of work, but the kids were incredible. No, I'm not going to say all of them, you know, because if they were all, you know, if they were all Maddies, it would have made it too difficult to send anybody home.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to have, you know, some weaker players in there to make it a competition. But the mothers were as crazy as the mothers in Pittsburgh, but let's leave that at that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the kids are a little older than my kids. My kids are getting older, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, the eyes are starting to roll. And
they're getting
a little sharp.
Yeah.
Yes. So these kids and their moms, what I love is they are oh so respectful to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I walk in and they're like toeing the line and straight up and fly right. They're good.
Yeah.
But when I'm not in the room, they're like little devils with their mothers. And you're going to see a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
I kind of went into rehearsal, you know, they kind of copy every other show out there, but
you know
when Tom Gunn goes in and he tells us the people making the clothes, like, ugh,
that's
awful. Why do you do that? Well, I kind of do the same thing. I go in and the choreographers are teaching a number, and I kind of go, ooh, are you sure about that angle?
Oh, that's a good addition.
So there's a whole lot more of Abby Lee.
Yes, and we love having a whole lot more of Abby Lee.
Okay.
The more, the merrier, and the better.
Well, speaking of that, did you see Double Divas?
I saw the commercial, which was really cute, but I didn't see the episode. I'm sorry. Don't hate
me.
Why?
No, I know. I'm so glad you didn't see it because I will be able to look at you in the face now. Because if you would have seen all that arm fat and back fat, I would never have been able to look at you again.
Now I will say this, Abby. You got some tatas on you. I feel like that bra can probably be used as a parachute for somebody. That's a lot of breastises. Can I say breastises, Marissa? I can say breastises. Yes. That's a lot of breastises you got on your chest, Abby Lee Miller.
Well, come on. You know John's a boob man.
Mm-hmm. John gonna get lost though. He gonna get lost in all that, Abby. Don't do that to him. Well, Abby, thank you so much for calling in. I know the rest of the crew here are gonna hate that they miss this opportunity to talk to you, but I'm glad I got it. So that's what you get for not arriving to work and you leave somebody all by themselves. I get to talk to Abby Lee Miller.
Well, next week. Are you doing this next week?
Of course. We do it every week.
Every Thursday?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I might just be there next week.
Oh. Now, don't get us all hopeful and then not show up.
No, I don't make promises I can't keep.
Okay.
My mom is not well.
Right. But, happy belated birthday to her.
Thank you.
And she looked amazing in the show.
Oh, thank you. She's spunky and she's hanging in there.
Yes.
So I might be at the Teen Choice Board.
Okay.
And if I am, I'm going to stay and I will come visit you because there's some of those people that work with you that you know, they like the wrong kid and they like the wrong mom. So I need to set them straight.
Oh, Abby Lee is going to come in here and wreck shop. I'm going to sit in the corner. I'm going to be right beside you. I'm going to be very much Melissa. I'm going to be very next to you. And whatever you say, I'm going to nod my head and smile because I'm going to end up at the top of the pyramid at the end of the show next week.
All right. That's good.
All right, Abby. Well, thank you so much. You go and get you some rest. And hopefully we will see you right here in the studio next week with us.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we'll talk and see you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Yay! I got to talk to Abby Lee Miller. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so the show is almost over. So now I got to go through some things real quick and wrap this thing up. But before I do that, make sure you visit SerialBuddies.com, a wonderful, hilarious film done by Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, the founders of AfterBuzz TV. Go support them. Watch the trailer on AfterBuzzTV.com. Go and also watch it on SerialBuddies.com. Support it. Love it. Like it. Share it. All right. So, last couple of things. I think I left off with the quick meeting with the other moms. And I just don't understand why the moms are so bent on getting Kelly back. Kelly does not want to be there. Leave her in her lane. I already mentioned that. I don't... AfterBuzzers, tell me if you feel like Melissa... did Melissa stab Kelly in the back? Because I feel like Kelly is making this such a bigger issue. We all know that Kelly is very, very dramatic. Do you think that Melissa should have stepped up and said something when Abby told Maddie to do her solo Survivor? Do you feel like Melissa stabbed Kelly in the back? So comment below. Let me know what you guys think. I don't think so. I think that was Abby and Maddie's conversation. Maddie could have easily said, I don't want to do that. I don't think any parent would go, no, she's not doing that. Obviously, Paige did not want to learn any new choreography, so let someone else have it. Quickly going through. So let's go to the competition in Orlando with the solos. I thought Kendall, with her solo, I think she did a great job. I think she was very sassy as needed, and I think she's getting better, although I feel like her movement did not connect and flow as it should have. There were some times where I felt like she kind of stuttered a little bit. But overall, I thought she did a good job. Nia, bless her heart, I know that she had so much pressure in having the tribute to Broadway Baby. But she had a good time. She was fun. She was sassy. She did need to slow down a little bit. I felt like she didn't feel the music and let the movements really flow. There were a couple of bent knees, classic Nia bent knees that I saw. But I think overall, she did a pretty good job. Chloe, I absolutely loved her solo. Her costume looked amazing. She looked amazing. She kept that fan in her hand because we all know the last time she dropped that hat, it was a wrap for Chloe. So I think she did such an amazing job, and that turn sequence was beautiful. I mean, it looked like someone had opened a jewelry box and just, she was just there, just spinning. Amazing job. I thought the group dance was great as well. Love the costumes. I felt like some of the faces were a little forced, as if like they were trying to feel this pain. And poor Maddie, she still had the same face. Maddie found another face. But overall, it did good. In the end, Nia was fifth. In the solo. I mean, Nia was ninth in the solo. At least she made it to the top 10, so congratulations on that. Kendall was fifth. Chloe was second, which I was hoping she got first. I have no idea why she didn't. Whoever that little girl was, congratulations to you. I felt like she should have been placed higher. And then the group dance received fourth place. Not a pretty good day in Orlando for the Abby Lee Miller company, but again, we don't know all of the other dancers who are there. And then throughout this episode, oh, and then Kelly showing up in Orlando. That's a lot of money to spend to just travel to support. That's a lot. So kudos for going to support, and the standoff between Abby and Kelly. Kelly, you could have just walked around. Right now, you have chosen not to be a part of the Abby Lee Miller company. Although I do get it. I do understand that you've been on the team for years, so you still feel a part of the team, but you have currently left. So technically, on a technicality, you are not a part of the team. After Buzzers, if you feel like she is a part of the team or isn't part of the team, let me know. Comment below. Let me know whether you think Kelly is a part of the team. Also, let me know if you feel like Leslie is simply a replacement. You heard what Abby said. I'm saying that she's a replacement. And if Brooke and Paige wanted to come back, Leslie and Peyton would be gone. So comment below. Let me know what you guys think. But yes, Kelly, that standoff was too much. You could have just... Kudos for you for supporting. Kudos for you reminding Leslie that you are temporary, and that in a few minutes you will get your seat back, and she can go have a seat somewhere else. So kudos for that. But that's a long way to go just to prove a point. But it's a good thing that you did come and support your team, as you said. So kudos to that. And that was pretty much the gist of this episode of Dance Moms. The same fighting. Kelly still not there. Leslie desperately trying to keep Peyton on this team. So we'll see what happens. And with that, let's go to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Ain't got no news. as we mentioned earlier, Abby was on the episode of Double Divas, which was right after Dance Moms. And as I just mentioned, that was a lot of breastuses for them Double Divas to have to deal with. So make sure you check out the episode. You can go to MyLifetimeTV.com and view that episode. If that's not right, Google Lifetime TV and find it, and then have several seats and watch the episode. Also, don't forget, Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition is coming up September 3rd. Make sure you support it. Make sure you love it. Support dance. Also, remember, tweet Lifetime and Dance Moms. Let them know you want to see more of the dance. Do that. Support, love all the kids at Abby Lee Miller Company. Dance company. So let's go on to predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I ain't got no predictions. No. I predict that Kelly is going to try to come back, but she will not be welcomed with open arms. So it is going to be a battle to let Kelly back in. You walked out three times, Kelly. Three times. Three times too many. You can't do that. I also predict the same bickering, fighting, and solo grabbing, pyramid climbing action that we have seen all past 31 episodes. Thank you guys. That has been your Dance Moms After Show right here at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for hanging with me all by myself. Hopefully next week we will be joined by Abby Lee Miller herself, and hopefully Giselle, Jason, and Chris get on MapQuest and find their way back into the studio. Thanks to Marissa for holding down the studio in here with me. Thank you, Marissa. And once again, I'm your host, Tony Moore. You can find me on all platforms, at Lounging with Tony on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on my website, loungingwithtony.com. This season of Lounging with Tony, season 4, is coming soon, so make sure you watch it. Take care, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.